Yeah, it was a strange game, and when I say strange, I mean it was at one stage 22-17, and Derry had actually come into the game reasonably well. They'd scored a try from big Gerard Doherty, that was their third score. But then in the final 25 minutes, Miles, as has been the case all along, I mean, Harlequins ran on a further five, six tries, you know. I mean, 22-17, they ended up 56-17, so it was like 34 unanswered points, you know, and I really was one-way traffic, and you know, you could just see that the Derry boys visibly tiring, and physically up front they weren't strong enough. Man, they didn't help their cause, as I said yesterday. Harlequins realised from the very start, because they scored with a rolling maul after 5 minutes. Derry were not committing. Sometimes there's only three and four forwards getting their rolling maul. The rest were standing out for what reason I don't know. And 8-4 doesn't work, and that's what happened. And once they got the ball off the rolling walls and released it out wide, their backs were on the front foot, and it was just too much for them. And certainly Harlequins have improved as the season's gone on. I was chatting to a few people yesterday, and they were saying it's quite a young side, and you know, they were saying Harlequins will now go into the playoffs, whatever happens, Derry obviously relegated. But I was saying, you know, if Harlequins play like that there and against teams in 2C who they'll be coming up against, you know, they could well maintain their 2B status, because they certainly have a lot of pace out wide, and that's something maybe down in Division 2C that a lot of teams wouldn't have. They had big packs, but maybe not the skill level outside. And a lot of very young players in the Harlequins team, and certainly I would think that they must fancy their chances maybe to stay up, Miles.
Well, I suppose it would be good that an Ulster team would still be in the competition, still be in that division.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, it looks as if possibly Rennie yesterday, although they lost out 15-6 to Navan, they're still sitting in second place in a clear-cut position, and they will certainly be in the playoffs. They'll be looking to get at least one more point next Saturday. If they manage to get one or two points, that would mean they would have a home playoff, and certainly that would be an added advantage to them, you know, because, I mean, they only came up this year from Division 2C, and maybe, you know, if they do get promotion, it's going to be a big step up to that league. But I suppose they've been going reasonably well, and that's why you have league competition to try and get promotion.
Maybe just give us the rest of the local scores before we touch on the, you know, the action Pro 14.
Yeah, well, I mean, the other game that was of significance yesterday in 2C was Omagh went down to Middleton. I said Tullamore, I think, twice yesterday. I don't know where I got Tullamore out of, but they lost by 13 points to 6. They were 13-0 down. But they managed to get a 13-7. They got a losing bonus point, so they're now equal in third position with Malahide. Next week, Bruff come to Mellon Park and Oman. Hopefully, I'm going to have to cover that one. And if they could get a result from that one, they could even manage to get into third place in that league, and again into the playoffs, which for the Oman team in the first year would be fantastic. I mean, they have had some very, very good results, and even that long trip to Middleton yesterday, they come away with a losing bonus point. Be very interesting. You know, it should be a very interesting game next week, because the two top sides, Thomond and Sligo, play each other, and depending on what happens, that if Oman managed to get a five pointer with four tries, you never know what way the table would end up. So hopefully they will go well, Miles. And the Rugby Championship 1, Ennis Gillen, who were sailing a wee bit close to the bottom, they'll be very pleased. They've got points against Coane, 6-0. Obviously, it wasn't a thriller. I would imagine two penalties to Ennis Gillen, but I'm sure they'll take anything at the moment. And the Rugby Championship 2, Limerick Valley, just far too strong for PSNI, winning by 52 points to 7. And the Rugby Regional West, Ballymoney just absolutely caved in Coane, 74-0. And in the Rugby West, Strabane, they were victors over Kirkstown by 39 points to 7.
Okay, let's turn our attention to Ulster, and of course, taking on Edinburgh. It was a really must-win situation. They did win, they got a bonus point. Does that keep them where they want to be this
season?
Well,
it keeps
season?
Them thereabouts, Miles. I still think that they're going to struggle to get into the playoffs. The other thing is, if they manage to get, say, a fourth position and get a playoff, who it could be? It could be Cardiff, could be Connacht. You know, there's seven teams from the Pro 14 that go into the Champions Cup, and they would be one of the fourth place playoff for that. But That was the result on Friday night, considering what everything's been going on at the Kingspan and around that and all the rest of it, would have been a good morale boost, because obviously the team felt under a lot of pressure as well. And certainly their second half performance was very, very good, as good as I've seen now possibly since Christmas. And, you know, some of the younger players stood up very, very well. And, you know, Edinburgh have been going very, very well under Richard Cockle. I think it's something like six straight victories in a row. So to go over to Murrayfield there and do that is fantastic. But you say, does that help their cause? Well, next week, next Friday night at the Kingspan, they play the Ospreys, who have just seemed to have got better and better under former Ulster coach Alan Clark. Then they play the following week, they have the rearranged game from the snow at Glasgow at the Kingspan, and then they're away to Munster. And you couldn't say, Miles, that those three games you would be guaranteed wins in every one of them. One win, but I think Glasgow and Munster will be very, very competitive, because they're both fighting for first spot in that Conference A.
Yeah, that's important for them, I suppose, to get into the Conference A. And Munster did themselves no harm going to South Africa and having a convincing victory out there.
Yeah, I mean, it's worked out very well for Munster, in a sense, because they'll be staying out there for another 7 or 8 days, because they're going to get another game next week. And really, you know, it's probably a fantastic preparation for their Champions Cup semi-final, you know, when they go to play Racing 92. And I'm sure the players will be delighted. They have sort of training out there. Obviously, the weather will be a lot warmer than it would be down in Limerick, I would imagine. And, you know, they will really look forward to this. And it's coming a good time as well, Miles, because they probably took a pretty strong squad out. A lot of the players, even the boys, are not going to play. And it gives the coach and the players a great opportunity just to get away from it all. And then when they come back, probably 4 or 5 days before, everything then will concentrate in the Champions Cup. But, I mean, that's another good result for them. And I don't imagine that they're against the Cheetahs, that they'll slip up as well in that one.
No, they have the firepower coming off the bench if required. Well, nearer home, Connacht losing again, but Leinster sweeping all before them.
Yep, that's what we talked about, Miles. You asked me about the Ulster situation. The Ospreys there, 39-10. That's pretty convincing, and they have certainly upped the ante since in the last 2 months. They've all their Welsh internationals back. Wynne Jones and all were all playing for them, and no doubt they'll be playing on Friday night. And I mean, they'll be coming to the Kingspan looking for that. Connacht very much in a summer situation. The Ulster, all they can do in these last three games is to see how many points they can pick up, and then just wait and see, because it's really not in their own hands, mate. As you know, the last 3 weeks, the table can turn all over the place. But you have to look at it and say that the form sides are not going to lose too many games. That being the case, then the likes of Connacht and Ulster could struggle. And as you said, no problem for Leinster, 41-6 against Ebrie. I mean, not even that is probably their B-stroke C-side that they put out on Friday night,
well,
or Saturday.
But I mean, they've used 53 players this season.
Amazing, absolutely 53. Amazing. I mean, there's some of the guys that you see coming on, but everything is so well slotted into place. I mean, the coaching setup is so good. The academy system Miles, must be the envy of a lot of not only provinces in Ireland, but across the water, everywhere in France, worldwide. Because I mean, they at this moment in time, that Leinster academy are just churning out players all over the place. And I mean, the likes of Geordie Murphy, for instance, who's coming to Ulster next year. I mean, he's coming to play for Ulster to hopefully get game time and to push his chances of getting on the Ireland team. You know, there's so many of those guys that are really every week they're getting playing, and they don't get a lot of game time because, as you say, the numbers that they have. But the strength and depth is absolutely amazing, and it's no wonder they're going so well. 2 weeks' time, you know, it'll be interesting to see, because, I mean, they have that big semi-final, and that will be interesting to see against the Scarlets, because everybody said, you know, it's easy to say Leinster Miles will beat the Scarlets, but quite honestly, I have a suspicion that Munster will beat Racing 92 easier than Leinster will beat the Scarlets, because we've seen them on their day, the Scarlets. They are a very, very good side, and if it's a dry day at the Aviva, you never know what could happen.
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting statement by you there, now that Leinster could be beaten at home.
Well, I'm, so what I'm saying is, if any side is capable, Miles, the Scarlets are, and I'm sure Leinster I'll be very wary of that, you know, because the Scarlets this year have put in some good performances. They've beaten Leinster before. And as I say, I have a great feeling that Munster will physically be too strong for Racing 92, even though Donoghue Ryan, I'm sure, will be trying his best against his former players.